Head of the Islamic Human Rights Commission, Masood Shajara, joins us now from London. Mr. Shajara, what do you make of the recent announcement by the German government?
Well, it's extremely welcoming, but I have to say that is very little, very too late. I mean, we are seeing years, over 2 years of attack on innocent people. Children, women are perishing on a daily and weekly and hourly basis, and international community is responsible. As a matter of fact, we are having our annual genocide memorial meeting tomorrow in London. And one of the things we are looking at this year is the failure of the West and international community in preventing genocide. And we are looking at two cases. One is Bosnia, and the other one is Myanmar. I mean, these cases highlight the failure, the abysmal failure of international community to deal and stop these ethnic cleansing and genocide. And if anything, they have actually, not only they haven't stopped it, they have contributed. Currently, you know, it's nice to know that Germany have decided not to any longer, but Britain and United States are supporting these genocide by providing arms to Saudi Arabia to commit these genocide on a daily basis. And this is really extreme failure of the international community led by the West.
Mr. Shajara, that's many were hoping at this point that this decision by Germany could also set a precedent for other countries to follow suit. You did mention the United States and Britain in there as well.
Yes, I mean majority of the arms is going from Britain and United States, and you know, really, if you are going to see any difference, we need to see those arms to be seized, and the fact of the matter is that it goes beyond the arms. I mean, if you go to command and the structure, it's been led and supported by both United States Armed Forces and British Armed Forces. So this genocide, this ethnic cleansing, this would not have taken place without the support of the Western government led by United States and Britain. And under international law, anyone who accommodates and makes it possible for genocide or ethnic cleansing to take place is responsible and equally accountable for those acts. And you know, these war crimes are happening on a daily basis. It's been already identified by international community. In the last month alone, around 50,000 children perished in Yemen, and the cost is now reached 1 million. I mean, this is a disaster which has been created by the support of United States and Britain and their Western allies.
Thank you, sir. Masood Shajara joining us from London.